Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Live the Promise. There are many more podcasts available up on the website at myfaithradio.com, and your support makes this possible. Thank you. So much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. You heard me chuckle because my producer was dancing to the music, and I never see that usually, but he couldn't help himself. He started bobbing. He hears the same song every day, but today it put a little jig in his step. Anyway, so glad you tuned in, and it's important that you tuned in. You know why? Because you are my guest today. This first hour, it's an edition, another edition of Songs and Verses. And this is where I always pray not to sit here by myself. I want to hear from you. And here's the question. Is there a song that God's been using in your life just to strengthen your heart and encourage your faith? And is there a passage of scripture that you've been sort of leaning on, thinking about, praying through? And if you're driving and you don't know and remember the reference, don't worry about it. Just call Grace. Tell us, it's that verse that sounds like this or says something like this. We'll find the reference for you. But I came armed with a list of songs that have been speaking to me these days and some passages of scripture. In fact, unless God directs us otherwise, here's the sense of the direction I would sure like to go this hour. I want to know how God's been faithful. Like if someone asked you, think of a time even recently or in your past that God showed up for you, that he came through for you. Maybe you were worried and he came through. What's the first thing that comes to mind? I want to know what that was. And then I want to know what you're believing God for. Now, maybe it hasn't occurred to you in this present moment to believe God for something. But here's a hint. Whatever's burdening you right now, if you don't have an active, engaged faith around that particular situation, turn it around today. Right this very moment, consider what's burdening you, turn it around to a belief statement, and tell me, I'm believing God to come through in my finances, or I'm believing God to restore my marriage, or I'm believing God for a work promotion, or to see him come through in a ministry breakthrough. What do you believe in God for, and what's a memory that you have, that you treasure, that proves you have a history with God? Here's why I ask, and because I've mentioned that I've been reading through Psalms these days and noticing again and again how important it is to God that we remember what he's done. Because if we forget what he's done, we're not going to discern what he's doing. We've got to remember that we have a history with him. So this is a bit of a challenge, and I'm asking you to call in. I came into the studio armed with a stack of amazing books. So if you get on the air and you give me a call, I'm going to pick a book. After just our conversation, I'll pick a book that seems like it fits with who you are. And let's do this. Are you ready? 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. So it's sort of a loaded question. How has God been faithful to you in the past? What comes to mind? It could be the simplest answer prayer. Help me sleep, Lord. And you wake up and you realize, I got some sleep. And what are you believing God for? And this might take a little bit of grit from you, you know, to say, this is hard. I'm so tempted to worry, but this is what I'm believing God for. And while you're at it, if there's a song or a verse that's been ministering to you these days, I want to hear that as well. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. You can also email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. Couple of quick announcements first. I want to say another shout out to our new friends in Hartford, Connecticut. So honored to have you listening on Faith 1290. And really, if we hear from you, I'm telling you, I still have it, at least on our show. I know Neil's Noon Show, you heard from a friend in Connecticut, but we're new to the market. So the very first one of you listening in from that market to email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com, I'm going to send you a stack of some really great books, just as our way of welcoming you to the Live the Promise and Faith Radio family. So shout out to our friends listening in Hartford, Connecticut. The second announcement is our fourth annual Writers Contest is up and running. If you're an aspiring author and you long to be published, either in fiction or nonfiction, Here is an amazing opportunity for you. All the information is on our homepage at myfaithradio.com. But we're now taking submissions, and the deadline for your submission is May 22nd. So find out all the ins and outs of our fourth annual Faith Radio Writers Contest on our website. Do not delay, and don't let fear stand in your way. Face down that giant, put him under your feet, and move forward, because that's what you got to do. Every time I'm starting a new book, every time I'm starting a new chapter and I'm facing another blank page, I feel intimidated. I feel like the task is too big for me. But then I do it anyway, and I'm always glad I did. So I challenge you. I know we've got a number of listeners who want to be published, so don't wait another moment. Check it out. But right now, I want you to call me, 877-933-2484. What do you believe in God for? How has he been faithful to you in the past? So far, it's a little quiet, and I know you're shy, but I want to hear. And maybe you're not. You want to be anonymous, or you're too shy to get on the air. Pass your message on to Grace. She'll pass it on to me. So here I'm going to go then. I'm going to read this passage from Psalm 77 and then play a song talking about God's faithfulness. Listen to this from Psalm 77. I cry out to God. Yes, I shout. Oh, God, that you would listen to me. When I was in deep trouble, I searched for the Lord. All night long I prayed with hands lifted toward heaven, but my soul is not comforted. I think of God and I moan, overwhelmed with longing for his help. You don't let me sleep. I'm too distressed even to pray. I think of the good old days, long since ended, when my nights were filled with joyful songs. I search my soul and I ponder the difference now. Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will he never again be kind to me? Is his unfailing love gone forever? Have his promises permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he slammed the door on his compassion? And I said, this is my fate. The Most High has turned his hand against me. So this is where he landed. Have you ever been there? Were you thinking, has everything I believed, is it wrong? What I believed about God, is it wrong? The very next passage says, but then I recall all you've done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They're constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works. O God, your ways are holy. Is there any God as mighty as you? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. By your strong arm, you redeemed your people. Now, this is the thing. If you're in that valley of the shadow and you wonder where he is, remember, he's been faithful, and so he will be faithful. I see the calls coming in. Grace has got her work cut out, so be patient if you're calling in. We're playing Faithful to the End by Bethel Music. Let's listen in.
We're heaven's strong creations.
You may be walking through winter, but God knows how many steps are left until you reach spring. Sometimes the cold won't end until you move to a warmer climate. Trust Him to take you there. There's no way to know the best place to settle our hearts. We have to ask God and then act on what He says. God is an expert at devising intricate plans. Therefore, ours can be pretty simple. Obedience. That's what's next for all of us. Start walking. If we want a miraculous deliverance, if we want to find a way out, we might have to approach the unknown. We might have to turn over our plans in favor of God's plans. That's from Nika Maples. We're going to take Lois's call from Lake. I always do it wrong. Nebagaman. Lois, how many times do you have to call before I get that right? Thank you so much for calling. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Do you have a song or you want to share what God's been speaking to you about these days?
Yes. Michael Libby Smith has a song called Sovereign Over Us.
Oh, I love that song.
And it's over the last 2 years especially has been what has gotten me through. And I still go back to it even now, continuing to trust God for the plans He has. But in the song it says, even what the enemy means for evil, you turn it for our good. You turn it for our good and for your glory. Even in the valley, you are faithful. You are walking for our good, working for our good. You're working for our good and for your glory. Mm. And that has just, 2 years ago, I had an injury that took me out of the job that I was doing. And my husband and I made the choice to, felt God was saying, it's time for us to move cross country back to Wisconsin from Washington, and he didn't have a job here at the time. Took him 6 months to find a job, but God was faithful. You know, we never went without, and so it's just a continual faith journey, mm-hmm. and God just continues to show us that no matter what we think the evil one is trying to do, he's going to turn it for our good.
Indeed, indeed. Oh, Lois, that's wonderful. The book I chose for you is titled Sometimes He Whispers, Sometimes He Roars, Learning to Hear the Voice of God. That one's going out to you, okay?
All right.
We have to pause and take a break. Tell me again, which I know a number of songs titled Sovereign. Is yours Chris Tomlin, did you say?
Michael W. Smith.
We'll look for that and try to play it on the bumper when we come back. Anonymous, I really want to pray for you. Calling in from Minneapolis, I want to pray for you. Hope you can hang on. Kim and Amanda and Deb, I see you as well. Hope you can hang on. I want to get all of you. We'll be back in a moment. Sovereign by Michael W. Smith. That was Lois's song. I thought I'd heard it. I was thinking of the Chris Tomlin one. So glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It is Songs and Verses. We try to do this once a month where we just set aside time to hear from you. What songs are God using in your life? What verses is He speaking to you about these days? Got Anonymous calling in from Minneapolis. Thanks for hanging on. So glad to have you on today.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Well, how can we stand with you today?
I lost the family biologically, so where I'm at right now is I wound up getting remarried. I had my oldest son from that family. Then a situation came up, and I lost him back to the biological mom. Now I do have, in the blended family, a brand-new son, 2 years old, brand-new. And now me and the wife, in the second marriage, are not doing well. Mm-hmm. And I'm at a point right now to where the divorce papers came to me and not filled out. So I'm in the driver's seat to go ahead and fill this stuff out. I've been going through some stuff. I'm sure everybody else has, and I mean by everybody else, her. But the thing about it is I'm the only one that works. I'm not using that as some sort of clout or some sort of credit. Like, you know, bottom line, it doesn't make me no difference. But the thing is I just don't like my life. The part I don't like about it is I hold a position in the ministry, and that's why I only went anonymous. I would not have, but my radio stations have this at the house, and they're probably hearing this. They don't know who I am, but maybe they figured it out by now, if they're listening to it. I drink. I drink because I'm buffeting my situation. I'm buffeting my life, and I don't like it because it goes against God. But for the moment, it helps me. But then after the moment, it doesn't do anything, you know. And I'm about to make a decision to go ahead and divorce the second wife, and I still don't like my life right now, you know.
Well, I'm begging you not to make that choice right now, and especially in a place when you're numbing your pain, and I totally get it. It's something that, though, I've dug into and just studied and prayed, and just having some family of origin issues around that. And I got to tell you, and you know this, but I'm just going to say it for those who are listening who maybe are in the same boat. I first of all appreciate your courage so much for calling. But when we numb our pain on anything, we experience that law of diminishing return. In other words, it takes more to get the same effect, to the point where we're in bondage and we're not free, or we're more captive. But when we stop numbing and we get to the place before God to say, because really when we believe when we numb, and we all do it, different people do it, shop, eat, drink, whatever, we all do it. So you can judge drinking all you want, but maybe somebody listening's a glutton. The idea is we don't think God is enough when we're going to that thing versus God. But there's something in the Lord that he has for you to experience, that he wants to heal in your soul, that he wants to open your eyes, maybe where you're not seeing things, so that you can be a covering in your home, and that he wants to heal the heart of your wife. So I am just begging you, one of the things that one of the laws that I've just lived by for myself is not to make a decision when I'm running uphill. So in other words, when life is hard, I'm not going to make a life-changing decision because I'm not feeling and seeing things in the way that are clear. And I'm praying with all my heart that you will even if it feels like a quick out, it won't be a quick out. Drinking isn't a quick out, and divorce isn't a quick out. Those are costly, costly decisions. So can I pray for you and pray for her right now?
Yes.
Jesus, I thank you for my dear brother, and I thank you for his family. And I know, Lord, what the enemy has meant for evil, you can turn for good. But you really do call on our obedience and our cooperation. So I pray in the name of Jesus, you cut off every curse, every scheme assigned against this brother of mine in Jesus' name. Expose every plan of the enemy, all of the bait that enemy uses to lull him in to numbness so he doesn't have to feel his broken heart. Show him for what it is. Open his eyes to see every enemy scheme. May he lose a taste for the things that weaken him and acquire a taste for that which strengthens him. I pray that he would have deep, rich sleep at night, and in that sleeping time you would speak to him in his dreams, you would lead him by your spirit, give him the courage, God, to do the next thing and then the next thing, not to borrow tomorrow's trouble on today's strength, but to do today's step of grace, step of obedience. And I just speak life to this marriage, life over this family. And as John Eldridge often says, we invoke the authority of Christ over this home so that no enemy can steal from them. Lord, I pray you put back together what the enemy has tried to tear apart. I pray in Jesus' name that you'd remind listeners listening all over the upper Midwest to pray for this dear brother, that this could be a success story and not a defeat story. It doesn't have to end like it seems like it might. I just pray that you would do an 11th hour intervention here and do something new and fresh and powerful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Hang in there, and let me think. You know what I'm going to send you? I'm going to send you Beth Moore. It was a best-selling book. It's a hardcover book, and it says, When Godly People Do Ungodly Things, Arming Yourself in the Day of Seduction. It is one of those books that is jaw-dropping, and I want you to read it, just because it's. I feel like God has a plan beyond your family and your marriage. He wants that to be shored up because he wants to use you in bigger ways, and the enemy sees your potential more than you see your potential, so he's hoping you'll take the bait to numb the pain. But I feel like this book might help you get a vision for you have got big fish to fry, and God has big plans for you. And I think in the war and in the dark valley seasons, this is when our choices matter most. So I pray that you'll read this book and you'll be encouraged by it. And I pray God gives you a fresh vision for where he's taking you so you can do the hard thing and the right thing, not the easy thing, right? How does that feel?
Feels good.
Okay. And you keep me posted on how you're doing, all right?
Okay.
So give Grace your information, and we'll send you this book. I pray you'll read it. God bless you, sir.
I will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Hi, Kim. Oh, wait. Do we need to? Kim, I'm so sorry. We're so close to our hard break, and I don't want to cut you off because we literally have to be out in a minute. Kim, will you hold? And Amanda, will you hold? Give me about a minute and a half for this break, maybe 2 minutes. Is that right, Matt? I can't shorten that break, can I? Nope. A hard break is a hard break. He wishes he could talk right now because he has so many things he would say to me if he could. Oh, dear Kim, I want to hear from you. But if not, if you want to get back on the line and talk to Grace and tell her, Amanda, I see you as well. It's a Songs and Verses day. So love hearing from you. Want to pray for you if I can. We'll be back in a minute. Blessed to have music, to have access to books and to the Bible and to radio. We can do these things without fear for our lives. I want to just soak every drop out of life while we have the freedom to do it. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and it's a Songs and Verses day where we just set aside programming so we can take your calls, listen to songs, read verses, and ponder what God is saying. Kim is checking in from Savage. Amanda, you're next. You've been holding. I'm going to send you two books, Kim, because your patience is a virtue, I'm telling you. How are you today?
I'm very well, and I want you to know, way worth the wait. It gave me some time to pray and ask the Lord exactly what he wanted me to say. And I would like to start by saying, you are an absolute doll. You inspire me, and I adore you. I am one of your Facebook fans, and I post your morning and evening blessings quite often. And I just...
Thank you.
You're amazing. I love, you're so eloquent. I am not so eloquent in my speech, but I had to call in because, of course, I have to be obedient to the Lord. And I just, while listening to Mr. Anonymous, I do want to say to him that he is anonymous. He is not anonymous to the Lord, and he sees, feels, and knows everything that's going on in his life. And I come in agreement with you. For his marriage, and I agree so much with what you said. I've learned to weed and feed in my own marriage because the grass is greener in our own backyard, and it makes a whole lot of sense to tend to what God has already given you. Been in a marriage relationship 25 years, been married for 24 years, and my husband and myself probably were planning on divorce 20 out of those 24 years. Wow. And it got to the point where I couldn't take it anymore, and I'm sure he couldn't take it anymore either. It is definitely a two-way street. I was invited to a very wonderful, life-changing, transforming weekend called All Things New. A couple of sisters in Christ, Ronna Ray Springer and Lori Schumacher-Turan, highly suggested that I go to this weekend. And I said, you know what, I can't afford it. I don't have the funds. And sure enough, the Lord provided and then some. And I went on this weekend called All Things New based on John and Stacey Eldridge's book, Captivating. And it's so funny that you brought up John Eldridge in your last conversation because he also has an amazing book for men called Wild at Heart. And it was through that weekend and through that study and through that revealing and digging in my own past and my own self-destructive, warped belief systems about myself through things that were done and said to me, even as a child, and then all the way up, or not said or not done to me, I became to believe a lot of lies about myself, and therefore that played out in all my relationships, but especially my marriage. And God has healed our marriage. The song that you played before I began speaking, Lord, I need you. Oh, how I need you. Every day, every hour, every minute, I need you. You are my one defense, my righteousness. And he was faithful and true in that. And I do believe that sword sharpens sword. So what a wonderful thing for you to allow us to call in and say, hey, totally broken and done in this area, and God has resurrected, restored, and our marriage is so wonderful now. We are so content and happy. And I just love my husband. I was blessed with an amazing godly husband. But I will tell you that the things that I loved about him were killing me. So very gentle, very passive, very easygoing, very kind, very compassionate. But there were areas where I needed some protection, and blended families are really hard. Struggled with my stepchildren, and now God has restored those relationships. I have a granddaughter out of that relationship, and I'm telling you, God can do anything. And just want to share our marriage signature scripture verse is Ephesians 3:20-21, and I just pray this over every marriage out there. Because sooner or later, we hurt in our marriages.
Yeah.
And it goes like this. Now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ever ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. So to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Mm. And I just pray that blessing over the generations, you know, my stepchildren who saw us struggle and now see us loving. And I'm not saying it's easy every day. It's still difficult, but it's that, what am I responding out of? Am I responding out of my wounds? What am I believing about myself? And when somebody says or does something, it just inflicts some things in me that aren't even related to the relationship, but there's an unhealed wound that is so deep that it rises its ugly head, and that's where God can skim it off the top and say, mm-hmm. Oh, Kim, this is the reality of that. This is what you're responding to. It's not this person or that thing. It's this lie you've been believing, and it hurts so bad that you respond out of that hurt.
And, you know, you are a trophy of God's grace now, because you're standing and your stepkids saw you struggle and now they see you standing, and none of us do it perfectly, but you're a trophy of his grace. And that's what it means to persevere. And I just think that as God does set the plow deeper, and he allows circumstances that trigger us, if someone says something and we go, ow, and we want to lash out and think it's them. But as you say, it's so connected to a deeper wound. It just feels as big as a past wound. When that happens, it's like we medicate, you know what I mean? And we bury it, or we numb it, and we drink and we eat and we shove it back down. But if we could do what you're saying and respond, then he uproots it a little bit more, sets the plow a little bit deeper, and we know a little bit more freedom. And that's why the enemy baits us into numbing our pain, because God wants to deliver us from it. So thank you for persevering. I appreciate that so very much, Kim. And the two books I'm going to send to you, this first one is Powerful Moments in the Presence of God. It's a beautiful devotional. And then Margaret Feinberg's book, Fight Back with Joy, Celebrate More, Regret Less, Stare Down Your Greatest Fears. I think these are perfect for you.
Amen. I receive that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And thank you for your encouragement today, dear. I just believe your bold profession of faith is for somebody today, for many today. So thanks for sticking in there, and thanks for calling.
Amen. It's all for God's glory. Thank you, Susie.
Yep.
I'll see you tonight on Facebook.
All right. God bless you. All right. We've got Amanda, who also gets two books because she wins the award for patience. How are you, Amanda?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. You are just a saint for waiting so long. I was hoping you wouldn't hang up, and I wouldn't have blamed you if you did, but thank you for hanging in there.
Yeah, I've got a verse that has been on my heart, and I've been praying, actually, and it's Luke 8:17. And the way I've been praying is that God would just reveal everything that's been concealed. And
Luke 8:17. I have to look it up here. You don't have it by memory, do you? I'm looking it up here. That's okay. That's okay. Sometimes, okay. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, nothing concealed that will not be brought out in the open. So that's been a one you've been hanging on and praying through to fruition, huh?
Yeah, I just not just I mean not just personally, but just worldwide.
Yep.
All of
them. Mm-hmm. I've been praying the same way, you know, that corruption would be exposed and that the prideful posturing would be moved out of position and that the humble righteous would be promoted. And, you know, those are some of the things I've been praying as well. But is there a song that God's been speaking to you about these days?
Yes, God is on the move.
Ooh, we had that one picked for one of our bumpers, didn't we? Very good.
Yeah, it's
a good song. Okay, so the book that I have, I got two books for you here. Let's see here. All right. Here they are. I'm just going through my little stack. First one, I love this book, loved this conversation. Tom Yakeley's book, Praying Over God's Promises, The Lost Art of Taking Him at His Word. Love that book. And then Invisible, How You Feel Is Not Who You Are by Jennifer Rothschild. Those two are going to you. How do they sound?
Sounds good. I also want to thank you. There was a book a couple months ago that you had given me that was Surprised by the Healer.
Oh.
I've called in plenty of times.
Well, I'm glad.
There's been a lot of perseverance. Mm. God is really doing great things in our family.
Oh, love that. Love, love, love that. Well, thank you for calling. We're going to play that song on the bumper, so you'll hear it. So if you can tune in and listen, and we'll get these books out to you soon here. So thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
God bless you, dear. So in a moment here, I want to play a song called Lion and the Lamb, but I got to read this passage from Psalm 46 first. It says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when the earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble and the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city, and it cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos, and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders, and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. God of Israel is our fortress. Come and see the glorious works of our Lord. Come see how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored in every nation. I'll be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Let's listen to The Lion and the Lamb, sung by Leland.
He's coming on the clouds. He's coming on the clouds.
I hope this has encouraged you. We've got one more segment to go. I see Natalie checking in there from Watertown. Watertown, we have a little few more minutes to take your calls. If there's a song or a verse that God's been talking to you about, something you're believing for, here's the number, 877-933-2484. Definitely is on the move. And you know what? If you listen too long to bad news, it upstages the good news. That's why we're here every day on Live the Promise, to help you remember to live the promise. Because the Bible says every promise is yes and amen for those in Christ Jesus. You've got problems? Well, guess what? You've got promises with your name on it. And when we stop and we reflect who God is and who we are, it helps us to walk in faith. That matters not only for your circumstance, because as you engage your faith and you lay hold of the promises, you will start to see God's intervention in your life. That matters because God cares about the details of your life. But it also matters because you've got people watching you. If they know you're a Christian, they're watching how you're walking through your troubles. They're watching if there's joy on your countenance or faith in the midst of heartbreak. So it truly matters how you walk, why you walk. Not that we do it for performance, but we are trophies of His grace, that the Bible says. And so this is Songs and Verses. We do this about once a month. And I'd love to hear from you. Let me know if this is something you enjoy. We have heard from a number of you who say you just love it. But I want to know, is this a helpful thing where we just purposely, we don't have a guest, and you are our guest. We play songs, we read verses of Scripture, and we just kind of share with each other what's strengthening our hearts. We've got just a few more minutes. I could probably take one or two more calls. 877-933-2484. Natalie's checking in from Watertown. Hey, Natalie, how are you today?
Hi. Well, could be better, could be worse.
Yeah, bless your heart.
So,
what's going on?
I guess I'll start out with, that Psalm 77 that you read. I actually had my Bible open to that, so thought that was kind of maybe ironic, or, well, maybe God. yeah, just kind of a lot of decisions and just a lot of, kind of being stuck in the rut, I guess.
Yeah. You know, I was going to ask you if you could name the emotions that you're feeling. You said stuck in a rut. So would you say you feel kind of more under your circumstances than you do on top of them?
More so just like my faith life. Just kind of kind of going through the same sort of maybe God wants me to do this, and then I'm afraid, and then I just kind of get stuck, and then just, I don't know, sometimes maybe I'm just inquiring something of myself that I don't really need to do, but
Okay, tell me this. Tell me what you sense is the next thing God wants you to do, fear or no fear. What do you think He's telling you to do?
Well, I know. I definitely just trust Christ for salvation. I know I've prayed to him, but then it's kind of.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So are you feeling unsure? And I don't want to rush you along, but we're going to be out here in a few minutes, so I want to make sure we get where we need to go. Do you question your salvation? Have you come to a place where you've trusted Christ with your eternity?
I've come to a place where I've prayed, but then I just don't feel quite settled.
Okay, so you're feeling a little bit unsure about the security of your salvation, mm-hmm. is that right?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Like, maybe I'm not totally wanting to submit like I should.
Mm. What do you think's keeping you from wanting to obey and submit? I mean, you're saying you understand salvation, that we are saved by grace through faith, so that you've come to a place where you say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. You died for my sins. I trust your payment for my sins, and I receive the grace necessary for salvation. Did you understand that transaction, and do you feel you walked that through?
In a way, but then I think I get afraid of, what people would think of me. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you already said you were saved.
Okay, so I want so much. I wish we could. I literally have just a few minutes left. So this is what we're going to do. If it's okay with you, what is the date today? It's April 27th. We're going to pray this prayer together. If you're okay with it, I don't want to force you into anything, but if you're okay, we're going to pray the salvation prayer. It is April 27th. We're going to put a flag in the ground because we're saved by grace, not by the feeling of the fact, not even by what people think. And guess what, Natalie? You get to be a work in progress without the condemnation. So we're all afraid. I mean, there are people, whenever we go to a next place with God, we're afraid. Are you going to send me to Africa to eat ants? I mean, I don't know who's ever sent to Africa to eat ants, but we're afraid of some of those things because we don't trust that he's a good God and that he's got a good plan that fits who he made us to be. And the thing is, there are some people who you can't keep them out of Africa because they're called to Africa, and his calling on your life will fit who you are. So what people think of you, even if you are, you feel a little bit embarrassed because of how Christians act, so you're afraid to be associated with us, that's going to come in time where you will start to go, you know what, I'd rather be a fool for Christ than anybody else. But none of us comes ready-made, right? And so... are you comfortable with that? Are you ready if we just pray together?
I can do that, yeah.
Okay. I mean, is this what you want to do? Because I don't want to push you into anything. But the reason I wanted to do that is because that way you could say, no matter what you say to me, devil, no matter what other people say to me, my salvation, I know, became firm and secure on April 27th, 2016. Nobody can refute that fact. And now I get to be a work in progress without the condemnation. And Natalie, he's going to use you on a Monday, knowing you're going to blow it on a Tuesday. That's why he sends new mercies to your door every single day. You're going to have days you feel it, days you don't. But thank the Lord, your eternity is not dependent on what you feel like from day to day. Or we would all be in and out of the kingdom on the hour. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So should we? Do you want to pray? Should we do this?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Dear Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Dear Jesus,
I confess. I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
And I need a Savior.
And I need a Savior.
I believe. That you lived. And you died.
And you died.
And you rose again.
And you rose again.
You defeated death.
You defeated death.
And you defeated sin.
And you defeated sin.
And I call you and confess that you are my Savior.
And I call on you and confess
that you are my Savior.
You are my Savior.
I receive the gift. Of eternal life.
Of eternal life.
It's by grace.
It is by grace.
That I am saved.
Through faith.
faith. Not because of my works.
Not because of my works.
But because of what you did.
Just because of what you have done.
Fill me, Lord.
Fill me, Lord.
With the power of the Holy Spirit.
With the power of the Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Natalie, the Lord is with you. The Spirit of God is in you. He's got a purpose over you. His word is alive to you, and his promises have your name on them. And this is where you just learn to become a fighter, where you lay hold of the things that God has for you. And this is where, and I'm telling you, it's a lifelong struggle to put emotions in the back seat and put his promises in the front seat. And if you can, when you're afraid to trust him, always tell yourself, God's will for me is my best case scenario. His will for me is better than my will for me. And every time you face down fear and you choose faith, you will find him to be faithful. And if you want to continue this conversation, you email me and we can even set up a time to have a chat that we have to go out here on this hour. My email is Susie@myfaithradio.com. But Natalie, we're going to send you a few books, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Okay. God bless you, honey, and thanks for calling.
No, thank you. God bless you, too.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. Hour 2 is up next.